Chevra. First of all, while the learning tonight, and this was this mitzvah that we had this chus to have, and this chus of the siyum, all that chizik, all that Osiris, first of all, sponsored anonymously by a special chaver, a special talmud, for Lefush Lema, Avram Abba ben Shendel, someone very close to him. She had in mind to daven for Refuas and Yeshuas, Avram Abba ben Shendel, to take the name. Also, Lila Nishmas, Yehudis Bas Yosef HaLevi, whose yartzeit is this upcoming Matzah Shabbos Kodesh, Yud Beis Cheshvin, Nesham Shavaliyah, Shabbat Melitza Yosef, her entire beautiful mishpacha. The Sudan, the learning as well, is obviously all, is also sponsored by a very special chaver we mentioned before. Talmud's like a ben, Yisrael Yonatan Abtan, who wanted to sponsor tonight specifically in the schus of all the Torah that we learned together, all the Zoyris, all the chizik that we all gained together, and should be for many, many, many more years, Bez Hashem Yisbarach. And the shir should also be Lila Nishmas, Meir Yitzchak ben Yosef HaLevi HaKayin. It's also sponsored this year, Lila Nishmas, Meir Yitzchak ben Yosef HaLevi HaKayin, who unfortunately was nifter this week. So Shem should have a big aliyah. Should be a meitzvah yisher for his family. Should be a big schus for his neshama. And of course, we have to say shir tonight also, Lila Nishmas, Rabbi Amiri. Mamish. Wouldn't be here, I don't think, whoever I am, because so much because of him. Whose yahrzeit is tomorrow night, is Shabbos Kodesh. It's very simple, there's no one more special in the world that I had this chus to have a kesher with. Perfection in every way. As a Ben Torah, as a Bal Midos, as a Bal Yerushalayim, as Avos Hashem, Avos Yisrael, there's nothing. You look at tzaddikim, and often you say, "Oh, this tzaddik, his Avos Yisrael shines. And this tzaddik, his davening. You never saw someone daven like this. This tzaddik, his Amelz B'Torah. This tzaddik." You talk about, you put those all together, and then maybe you have a tipa b'yam of the Rosh Yeshiva Nachum Zvivinkel. Maybe. We'll talk obviously during Shir a little bit more about him. So she'll be a schus for his neshama as well. So we mentioned before that today was my secular birthday, where I turned 40 years old. Obviously the Iker, the Emistika birthday is next Thursday night, Friday, Yud Zayin Cheshvin, but it's possible based on the procedure and that I'm going to have at this point next week, though I'm not sure we're going to be able to have Shir. We'll see. Eibishter Helfen. But turning 40, which is one of those ages that people look at as like, you know, he's starting to get old, whatever that means. I don't. Emes is, I don't feel any older. Emes is, I don't feel any older than turning 30. Maybe than turning 20, that I could admit to. But turning 30, no difference. Baruch Hashem. But any birthday should bring cheshben nefesh. Any birthday should bring introspection. And specifically a birthday that's looked at as a bigger birthday such as this. You look back at your life. And the first thoughts, Baruch Hashem, that I've had are the most incredible Hakar Satov in the world. The most incredible Hakar Satov of these 40 years, of what an incredible life HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brought me. Of only what to be thankful for. It's incredible. If I started to talk about Hakar Satov, there are not enough words in the world what I owe the Rabbonei Shalom and for such an incredible life. Such beautiful children, Baruch Hashem, with Gezunt, Knei Nahara, Simcha of our lives. Kesh Baruch Hu, Siyata Dishmaya, His Meshadich Shaduchim brought me to an Eshes Chayil that's a Malach. It's a Malach that'll compliments and Meshali me in every way that I could have dreamed of, and allows me anything that I'm able to do and become, which is nothing, but whatever that is all due to her, Monsieur Snefesh. Mamish such a kar satov for what the Kadosh Baruch Hu brought me, Kadosh Baruch Hu, to put me in and allow me to be in Avoida, where every day I wake up so excited to be involved with Torah and Chinuch and give over to Talmidim and try to be able to be Mashpia in whatever way I can. And just to build kshar and relationships with the most incredible people in the world, with you. Emes, you know how excited, what the schus that the Ribbono Shel Olam brings me a Thursday night, that I have the schus to be sitting in a room full of Heiliga Talmidim, who were starting to learn 12 a.m. on a Thursday night. What is chus? Talmidei Yosef Mikulam. The Karzatov I have, there are no words. For the gezunt that the Kaddish Baruch Kananar has brought me, Baruch Hashem. What I went through a few months ago, Shavuos time, as we all know, that Eibishter made that, which seemed like so anticipated, Baruch Hashem, complete refuos, Yeshuos. The Ribbono Shel Olam allowed, we had so many, and whoever knows, we can't, not the time now to go into those complications with different births, and this Mr. Snefesh and my wife, and still the Ribbono Shel Olam brings me child, and another child, and beautiful children, the light of our lives. Look back, I go like day by day of the past 40 years, and only Akar Zatov. Only Akar Zatov, I have so many meisim, and so much I could talk about. And only Akar Zatov, where the Ribbono Shel Olam put me in my incredible Rabbeim that I had the schus to have a kesher with the Gadol Dor Nosson Zvi Finkel, and my Rebbe Rav Blachman, who taught me how to learn Torah and taught me how to live Torah, and my Rebbe Yitzchak Cohen taught me what it was to be passionate about Yiddishkeit and to be a davin by the Rebbe, the Astor Kalashina Rebbe, who you look at and you understand what it is to be an Emes Degiyir even in Chutz Laretz. In every way, and not to have to in any way sacrifice one drop of one Yiddishkeit, even in the five towns. Mamish Schlissen, my Rebbe Rebbe Neuberger, taught me what it is with the sensitivities to others in Halacha specifically. And more recently, to have a kesher with the Shvita Pinchas Shlita, Pinchas Friedman. I owe so much to more recently. I hope I didn't leave anybody out. I did, but no one should be. But Emes, I have so much to be thankful to my Rebbeim and my parents and my grandparents, my Safta, Knein Ara, my Safta, Gesund, my Safta is turning 89. My Safta, when she was 88, is going skydiving. Who could say such a thing? And Safta, what Safta would do for others, she'd give everything, mamish, everything in her life to others. The things she's done for other people, like there should already be books written about her, but she's too much in awe of and wouldn't talk about it. Mamish, so much akar satov. So much akar satov, just to teach Torah, to give Torah. What a schus. But then, After that thought, and after thinking about all that karsatov I have, which again could go on, I don't want to keep everyone till Nate's, because I can't easily talk and give a karsatov mamish straight till Nate's, easily. But then the thoughts wander, and I start to think about, after what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for me, what have my accomplishments been? What have I done? Have I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me so much, have I utilized all this time that the Eibishter has given me, 40 years in this world, what have I done with that? And it's very depressing. Because I know I haven't lived up to anything that I could have been and should have been. And I know there's so many days and so much time that being used properly. Maybe Baruch Hashem, I'm going to see him tonight. Some accomplishment, a little bit, but so much more than I could have done with that time. 40 years, what have I done with 40 years? So much more I want to learn, so much more I need to learn. Have I given enough to others? Have I done enough? Still struggling in my davening, just being able to daven with kavana. I was thinking about the number 40, Chavra. And I found solace, I found some nechama, I found some comfort. Maybe I've done nothing what I should have done, and maybe I haven't learned close to what I could have learned. I mean, there's so much I still need to work on. But then I started thinking about Rabbi Akiva. And we all know Rabbi Akiva started learning Torah when he was 40. And we know Rabbi Akiva became Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, we know Chazal teaches, was on a level like Moshe Rabbeinu. Could be he could have brought us to Torah. And he became Rabbi Akiva, he started at 40. I have to think I built a little bit of more of a foundation than nothing. A little bit, maybe. And if I've even done a little bit, and I've even done a little bit in giving to others and learning, and if I've done a little bit, so then I'm right now at a better off place than Rabbi Akiva was. And maybe this is just the beginning. And halavai should just be the beginning. And maybe I shouldn't be focusing what I haven't done into what I need to be doing and what I can accomplish and to start now. To start now. And maybe it's MS, that's the number 40. That's why I was specifically at 40, I was thinking about it. Number 40 is very, very big in Torah, the number 40. And every time we see the number 40, it's chachos, it's new. There's 40 saw in a mikvah. You walk into the mikvah, you were tameh, let's be real, we all feel, you walk out of a bir yichadasha. You walk out a new person, a new beginning. The past is in the past. For the life of me, I can't understand those who don't go mikvah and talk down about mikvah, Hashem Yirachem. And even some big people make no sense. Sheker should be sheker. Maybe it's because they're not doing it. They don't understand. You can't understand something you're not doing. If a mikveh could take a guy and turn him into yid, you don't think he could take each and every one of us and we walk out, bischatcha, sabir yichadasha? And a mikveh is 40. And it's a new beginning. It's chadshus. It's chadshus. People go into Shabbos without going to mikveh? Shem Yirachim. Like, really? Don't tell me. I don't want to hear. So 40 is mikvah. And 40, we all know 40 is the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to be mekabel the Torah, to receive the Torah, which was the schachos of Klal Yisrael, the beginning of Klal is only the beginning. So 40 again is the beginning. It's the Tahara, it's the schachos. And where's the source of it all? I believe the source of it all is the Gemara Mechayres. And the Gemara there says that it takes 40 days for the fetus to form. That's why for the first 40 days when a woman is pregnant, you're allowed to daven for the sex of the baby, a male, a female. It takes 40 days for the fetus to form. And it says on the 40th day is when the neshama is attached to the guf, is when the neshama comes in. So 40 is only the beginning. 40 is only the start. What a chizik. Not to focus on what I haven't done, but to realize, Baruch Hashem, I'm finally ready to begin. And each and every one of you, you're not 40 yet, and you have years till 40. You should be zoich to build a much stronger foundation than I built. Be zoich to enter into 40 at a much better place. But for me, at least, I could take the chizik that I'm starting now, I'm beginning now. And I hope to begin. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects me now to begin. So I was thinking about, where do I begin from? Where do I start from? There's so many areas I want to take upon myself, and there's so many areas that I want to be metaken. So I thought about it. We have to break it down to basics tonight. Because I can only understand the details if I first understand the foundation and break it down to basics. Nemes is no better place to start than this week's Sedra. And of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends me the Sedra because the Torah is the Lubavitch Rebbe Zeicher Tzaddik Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have the Schus, Mamish, we have the Schus, you know? Do you understand the Schus? Maybe it's the only reason, what we have to hang on, that we're in the five towns, that we're a few minutes from the Lubavitch Rebbe Zeicher Tzaddik Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we could go daven by him. Maybe we should go tonight after Shir Taka. We'll see, okay. It's a good idea. Tonight's a good night. So you used to always say, you have to live with the parasha. So let's live with the parasha and build our foundations. If I'm your Rebbe, so we're one. And if I'm starting now, maybe you could start now even at your age. Together. B'shitov as partners. So no better place to start than this Sedra. And why is that? Rav Tzaddik, the Erev of Rav Tzaddik, teaches in Pri Tzaddik so beautifully, and we all know this, we've heard this, that the beginning of anything, the beginning of a Sefer, is fundamental, is yesoidistic, is not just stam. It's very, very big, the beginning. It's very, very big. The beginning, therefore, of this Sedra. And not just the beginning of a Sedra. You don't understand what the beginning of this Sedra is? We were introduced already a little bit. And here we get to know Avram Avinu. We get to know the father of all fathers. We get to know the first Yid in the world. Avram Ivri. And you open up the parasha, not only is it the first Yid, we're going to analyze and discuss the very first words spoken to the very first Jew, to Avram Avinu. Those words have to be tremendous. They have to carry with them Yesodos for all. The Netach Netzachim. We're all a chelik of Avram. We come from Avram. These words are all speaking to us. It's not just Avram's foundation. It's our foundation. These words, this first pasuk, it's all there. If we understand the depth of it. Everything that we should be and need to be. So let's learn. Let's just learn a pasuk tonight. So all we want to do tonight is learn a pasuk. And in the most simple and deepest way that we could learn it. Vayoyim Hashem al Avram, Hashem said to Avram, Lech lecha me'artzucha. Go for yourself from your land, umladcha, from your birthplace, umibeis avicha, and from your father's home, el ha'aretz asher arecha. To the land that I will show you. Now, pasha pshat, it's a nisayon of Avram to leave his homeland, to leave and go wherever I'm going to show you. We know that there's a stroll. But we all know right away we pick up on a question, on a word that's superfluous, that's extra, that's redundant, it's unnecessary. Vayomer Hashem al Avram, Hashem says Avram, lech lecha, go for yourself. It should say, Vayomer Hashem al Avram, lech, go. Go me'artzcha me'alavcha beis avicha, go. What do you mean, go lecha? So everyone knows Rashi, we're not going to get there yet. Rashi says, lecha is la toivascha, lanascha, for your good, for your benefit. We all know the Rashi. But before we get to that, maybe another understanding. A simpler, but the deepest of understandings. To understand what this Sivayo is. Why that's so fundamental. Why is that so fundamental to all of us? You could say, though, what's so fundamental? It's just to get to the end of the Pasuk. El Aretz Asher Arecha. What's so fundamental should be that every Yid needs to be thinking about Eretz Yisrael every moment of their life. You could say it's just to think about Yerushalayim. Libya B'Mizrach. And as we sit here in the five towns, on Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Lech Lecha, not to forget that the goal is El Aretz Asher Arecha, that we want to be there and should be there. I had a young woman reach out to me this week to discuss Shiduchim. And she was discussing, because she gets a lot of Dvin Hadrach and this, whatever. And right now she very strongly wants to live in Eretz Yisrael. I said, of course you do. How could you not? She said, no, but I want it so badly. I want only a guy that also wants to badly. And I want only a guy that has a plan to, for sure. I was hoping there are no guys that don't. But sadly, it's that nekuda has been a little bit difficult, and a lot of guys she's read are not so strong in that way. And guys she's read are saying, yeah, I'd like to go there. You know, I'd like to go there for Sukkos. I'd like to go for January vacation. No, just what I'd like to go there for Sukkos. Yeah, we all want Shkoyach. I'd like to go there, and, you know, I'd like to go to Sukkos, but only to the Siddur, not to the King Solomon, you know, right? Shem Yerachim. I'd like to go there for Sukkos. And she wanted to know, is that something she should be strong on? Is that something she should, she wants to get married, it's very important. Is that something she should put by the side? Such a sad question, as Yidden. I'm not even going to tell her what I said. I'm not going to tell you. It's such a sad question that there's even such a havimina that we shouldn't all be dying to live in Eretz Yisrael and wanting to live in Eretz Yisrael. And that there's a question and maybe if it's going to cut out many, many guys because I want to live in Eretz Yisrael, because I want to live in our homeland, because I want to live where we're all supposed to be. It's like, it's so silly. It's like, lahavdil, you should say, would I ever get a question from a girl? On my chshidduch resume, I want a guy that's going to be Shomer Shabbos. Is that, you know, should I take that off? Should I take that off? Maybe I should take that off. Maybe it's not, you know, maybe I'm cutting out some guys. Imagine. Okay, they're not exactly the same, but you hear what I'm saying, Chavra. LR is a shareka. Maybe that's the chizik we all need. And we need to hear it strongly. And we need to feel it strongly. And not just I go to visit because I have vacation and I'm excited that I could go visit. And I go for Sukkos and I go to Simchas Beis Yeshivas and I hop back on a plane to my palace in the Five Towns. You could build palaces in Ramah, in Chveis Tashin. And Chavi also, don't worry. So maybe it's LR is a shareka. Maybe that's the chiddush. Maybe I like 40. You could just talk, you know? You don't hold back when you're 40, maybe. Anyways, Lameisa. Lameisa. Chaver doesn't know. Years ago, before YU Torah, we never held back, you know? But anyways, okay. We're not going to go there. No, I'm 40. We don't have to pause anymore. Elar tasharaka. But let's get back to the beginning. Lech lecha me'artzcha malarach me'tavicha. What's the lacha? What was really being told to Avraham Avinu? And maybe it's very simple, but at the same time, as I said, the deepest idea in our lives. You know what Hashem, the first words that Hashem was saying, the first words, listen to this, the first words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Avraham Avinu, the very first words to a Yid, which is to each and every one of us. He was saying to us, you know what the first thing in your life is? Lech lecha, go find yourself. Be you. Be real. Be you. Find yourself. And in order to find yourself, you have to leave Artzcha. You have to leave Moladcha. You have to leave Beis Avicha. You see, because each and every one of us, we are so influenced by our surroundings, whether we realize it or not. Artzucha, your culture, the world, America that we've grown up in, with this immorality and lack of ethics that we see all around us. And most of us in this room grew up deeply in it, let's be real. We grew up with TVs in our homes, and we grew up knowing everything going on in the world that has an effect on us. And we have American values, quote unquote, or lack of. Is that really you? Is that who you want to be? Is that your deepest depth? Is that you? Or is that who you've become because you've been influenced and desensitized? So leave, you got to walk away from it. Maladcha, your birthplace, you know what your birthplace represents, I believe, it's your social environment, not your deeper culture, not American, but your friends, the people you surround yourself with for years, and not just now, back throughout all of elementary school and high school and yeshiva until today. And all of those people had an effect on you and left an impression on you. Now, I'm not saying, by the way, we'll learn, and you have to bear with me tonight to get and understand. It's not that all of that is bad. But what is bad and what is good and what is you and what is not really you? Which parts? And even me, Beis Avicha, and even your homes, your parents, and you all have beautiful parents who love you unconditionally and will give anything in the world for you. But our parents also raised us in particular value systems that were important to them. Is that really you? And we were influenced by that. And we'll talk about that. Lech lecha, go find yourself. Go be you. And that's the first word spoken to Avraham Avinu. And that's the foundation of every single one of our lives. Be the real you. Be true to yourself. Don't live for others. Don't live because of others. And now we understand Rashi, La Tovazcha Nascha, for your good and for your benefit, because that's when you'll be the best. That's when you'll be the happiest. Nobody's happy when they're not really themselves. When you're living for others, living because of others, we're never besimcha. It's only when you're the deepest you that you're besimcha, La Tovazcha Nascha. You know what Aristotle said? The Rambam said Aristotle had chachma like a navi. Aristotle says, knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. Meaning it's the foundation of everything, just to know yourself. And the only way to know yourself is step away. Lech lecha. And we need chizik in this. Sadly, but we do. It should be the most simple, natural thing to be yourself, but we need chizik, and we learn it. You know, we learn it. Shabbos Kodesh is Yartzeit of Rach Limeinu. My Rebbe, as we mentioned before, which we'll talk about, is Yartzeit of Rach Limeinu. So we have to talk a little bit about Rach Limeinu. Rachel Mevakal, but now. The Medrash of Bereishis Rabbah says, Rach Limeinu and her descendants. And Mordechai, Esther, the children of Rach Limeinu. They have a special koach to keep secrets. We know this by Rachel, with the Simanim, with Leah. We know this by Mordechai and Esther, with their lineage. That's what the Medrash says. Yet, you read through the Megillah, time and time again, and read Rashi, the Megillah, you find Mordechai non-stop reminding Rachel, don't tell over your lineage. Don't tell over. Wait a minute. If it's part and parcel, she is, because that's the koach of Rachel Imenu, her mama, to keep the secret. Why is he constantly giving her chizik and zoras? And the Torah says, because even if it's the real you, even if it's part and parcel of who you are, we need chizik to find that. We need chizik to remember who we are, because we're all influenced by our surroundings. We're all desensitized and jaded and tainted by where we are and who we're with. We have to learn who we are. We have to take time, cheshbon and nefesh, to know who we are. And how do we do that? So we have to understand, first and foremost, and analyze and be real and be true, a coherent narrative of our lives. We have to go back and look at our lives and analyze our lives and be real. And the only way to do that, by the way, to understand your life, is first to walk away. First to disconnect. Not because you're going to leave everything behind, but to even be able to know what you have. You know, sometimes every day of my life, I deal with many different relationships and couples that are dating. And sometimes the Eitzah, once in a while, I'll give a couple in certain circumstances, depending on what's going on, who needs some chizik, and sometimes when they're stuck and they don't know, having quote-unquote some level of commitment phobia, whatever. Sometimes the Eitzah that works very well, and certain, you have to know when and when not. Sometimes it's not a good idea. But it's to take a break. Take a week break. Take a little time. When you take a break and you move away, then you could understand what you really have. Sometimes when you're too in it, you're influenced by it. Like we're saying, you can only know what it is and how it affects you and when you walk away from it. And you have to see what the relationship really is. And so too in our, to know yourself, you have to really move away from everything else. What Nachman talks about is Boididus. To be in solitude, we all need a spodis in our life. Whether you're into Breslov, you're not into Breslov, I don't care. If you're not into the values of Breslov, something's wrong with you. But Lamaisa, the bottom line is, no, I mean, to be so many of the values of Mamash, the spodis of life. But Lamaisa, to have his, you know, so don't call it his spodis. You're afraid of that? Don't call it his spodis. Just take time to yourself. Take time to yourself and analyze your life. and know what you have. And you have to look back and look back. And look back how much of our life is tainted by the culture that we grew up in. And we're desensitized because of all the TV we watched and all the shows we watched that showed relationships in a particular way. And we thought this was normal and still part of us, even though I'm trying to be emes with that. How we view the world because of how culture believes the world should be. And even old, and our friends, how they've influenced me. And even Beis Avicha. And here's very, I'm going to be very sensitive and understand. Your parents can be the most incredible people in the world. Wonderful people in the world. But we have to walk away and analyze what's part of it. I mean, for Lamashal. Person grows up in a beautiful family, loving, caring parents, love Hashem, love Chesed, but ultimately they were holding in a place, and we're not judging them, but they're holding in a place where every Sunday when the weather was nice, what was the activity? To go to the beach. And that was the norm. And one can believe and think that's normal, that's fine, that's part of what a mystical life is. You have to walk away to analyze, is that really who you are? Is that really MS for my life? Just because that's how I grew up, and that's how my parents thought was, is that MS for me? I grew up, there was a TV in the house every night, family sat around, watched TV. Is that what I want? Is that my life? Or that's what's been influenced upon me and that might not be my values? I have to understand that, I have to learn that. And more deeply than that even, my emotional wherewithal. For example, a person grew up in a home where the parents were very difficult, when I say difficult, very tough, very harsh, may have caused that child to be very guarded in their life. May have caused that individual to be afraid to take risks. Afraid and always puts up defense and is resistant to any change and challenges because they know when they ever failed slightly, their parents would be very tough with them. And therefore they created this defense mechanism. I'm not willing to try and be out there. And now you're years later, but you're still, that's the type of person you are. But walk away and analyze and realize so much of this is because of that upbringing. But that's not who I truly am. And that's not how I'm truly going to be successful. What's driving me? What's part of who I am? Is it me or is it my influences? Now again, then one has to practice what's called differentiation. And a process of striving to develop oneself independent of individuals. But that doesn't mean you don't, some of Baruch Hashem, from your parents, from your friends, even perhaps from society, in ways, might be wonderful, beautiful things that you are, and you believe in them, and you believe it's emes. Keep that all. Keep that all. Hopefully most of what you grew up in your homes is beautiful and wonderful, and you keep it with you. And in some homes it might even be all. But first you have to walk away to make that decision and know, not just to continue because this was what I've been around and what I've seen. Lech lecha, be yourself. Don't just live for others and because of others. I once heard a Rav from Eishat Torah, he was talking about, it was one of these Eishat Torah seminars years ago. He said, you know, if you ask a Yid, what's the reason you're religious? What's the reason you believe in God? He said, what's the number one answer? He said, the number one answer is because my parents, because that's how I grew up. Believe in God? Because my parents believe in God. Now there's something beautiful about that. Part of our religion has to be that. We have a Messiah. We have parents that are closer to our Sinai than us. But if that's the only reason, that's all it's about, guess what? That's no different answer than the billion Muslims or billion Christians will give. There has to be much more. I have to also have found the Rabbanu Shalom in my life. And I also found that it's MS. And I also believe it's me, it's you. It's not just because of what I've heard and what I've been influenced by. Lech lecha. You know, Rabbi Amiri, Rav Nassim Tzvi Finkel, Zeichet Tzadik Kadosh Baruch. There's so many midos and so much of him that I could talk about all night. You know what's incredible? Here's the Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir, the biggest yeshiva in the world. Gadol Adar Tzadik. And he looked at and treated every single yid in the same exact way. So I'm in KBY developing a kesher with my Rebbe already. way before I had the schus to learn in the mirror, and going to Shmuz Erev Shabbos and setting up to meet with him and talk with him, and he would give me all the time in the world. And I'm walking in my colored shirt, and then I remember that time I wore kippah sruga. It was from your father. It's Emes. Your father had one, said Aryeh on it, had all these flags. And then he stopped wearing it. Where he got it exactly, you gotta ask your father. I'm not gonna. But your father switched over out of it, so he gave it to me. He said, it's a nice yarmulke, someone made it. Maybe in Yavin, you know. So he gave it to me. So then I wore it for a while. Wait, you wanna hear this? You'll like this one, this is gonna connect in a lot of ways. I wore it for a while, and then I said, okay, it's time to move on to a different yarmulke, it's not for me. So I gave it to your Rebbe, Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz. From Aryeh to Aryeh to Aryeh. After that stop, I have no idea, I gotta ask him. Maybe there's an Aryeh still wearing it, I don't know. It's a true story. Anyways, I would walk in my Ichvesnish, in my collared shirt, and he would, and the Rosh Hashiva of the mirror would give me all the time in the world. And I'd feel mamish. I feel mamish like $1 million every time I spend time with him. I'll never forget. Never forget for my whole life. I feel it still today. The first time the Rosh Hashiva, the Tzaddik, my Rebbe, leaned over and gave me a kiss on my cheek. I remember I didn't want to wash my face ever. Like I thought I'm never going to wash my face again. Okay, then I realized I have to get married. But Lemaisa, I thought I'm never going to wash my face again. My mom just floated out of his house with this kiss from the Rosh Hashiva. What I would do to have the kiss of the Rosh Hashiva again. Remember the final kiss? Yid Aleph Tishrei, a month before he passed away. And I'll tell you, it was so incredible. I felt it, and I was like floating. I needed to share it with someone, you know? So at the time, I was in KBY. When I was in KBY, so I was then, and still I feel this way, I'm not as in touch. I was very, very close to Rav Daniel Kalish. At the time, he was Daniel Kalish. And he's a few years older than me. He was just married, learning a koil in the mirror. It was by his first son's bris in that year, maybe with my Shon Aleph. The Rosh Hashiva was Tzaddik, of course. And we took, actually, I had a picture with myself, my close friend, Yudit Nafshi Dovokin, and Daniel Kalish at the Bris, which again, this is 22 years ago. I assume, 21, 22, I have to ask him how old his oldest son is. So then I was together, last year Waterbury made a concert. I was together with him, someone took a picture of the two of us. I was looking, the two of us from 20, 21 years ago now. You could tell they're both us, but we both don't have too much hair left. That was the biggest difference, you know? Anyways, Lamaisa, I remember I ran and floated from the Rosh Hashiva's house to the Mir Beis Medrash to find Daniel to tell him about the kiss. I had to just tell him. The Rosh Hashiva. And where did this come from? Where did the Avos Yisrael? The Avos Yisrael is Emes, but how was he treating everybody in such a way? Because to him, it wasn't about whether you were wearing a white shirt and dark pants and learning in the mirror, or you're a colored shirt and keep a sukkah in KBY, which is a Hesder Yeshiva. You know, last time I checked, it's a little bit different ashkafically, if you know what I'm saying. Lemaisa, but to the Rosh Hashiva, you have to be you, and you have to be you, and everyone has to find the real you. Zehu! Zehu. And you know how you find the real you? The Rosh Hashiva knew the secret. Because the secret's twofold, by the way, Chevra. First and foremost, as we've discussed already, you have to walk away. You have to walk away from that all. And that's the first step, knowing it. Came to me, by the way, I'll say quick. If you take Gematria, this is one like from Bris Kunos Olam, if you follow. Chevra, you ready for this one? This came to me, Mamish, the other night, sitting at my desk. If you take Gematria, Artzucha maladcha beis avicha. So if I'm not mistaken, I wasn't going to say this over. I think it's 1,317, if I'm not mistaken. But we say lech lecha mei artzucha mi maladcha beis avicha. So lech lecha from. You have to take out lech lecha from artzucha from maladcha beis avicha. Lech lecha is gematria 100. So if you take 100 out of artzucha, out of maladcha beis avicha, so it ends up being taking 300 out of the grand total, right? Lech lecha, you take lech lecha, 100 from artzucha meladcha beis avicha, ends up being 1,017, which is exactly gematria ma have derech lada es atzmacha. What is the way to know yourself? Ma have derech lada es atzmacha. What is the way to know yourself? Lech lecha me artzucha meladcha beis avicha. You can't make this stuff up, chaver. That's only Siyat HaShemayim from the Eibishter. It doesn't make sense. It makes sense, because this is Torah. And the Amkus Shel Torah. So first step is leaving, and having some time to analyze, and to differentiate, and to understand, and to know yourself. But is that enough? We need more. So Rav Shiva understood. See, Rav Shiva understood the first step, and he understood the second step. So therefore, if you know the Rav Shiva, and you go into the mirror, the Rav Shiva was Makbid, and he built building after building. When I was in the mirror, there was the Merkaziah, the main base medrash, and then all these small satellites of tiny little base bate medrash, no other big bate medrashos. Now you have base Yeshaya, and you have Mir Brachsfeld, and you have Mamish building after building. And in every base medrash, go into every base medrash, the Rav Shiva was Makbid. In the base medrash, you'd have the dorm, you'd have base medrash, and you'd have Chadar Ochel, all in the base medrash. You know why that is? You know why that is? Because he didn't want you ever to leave. Never go back into Aretz, Meladcha, Beis Avicha. To find yourself, you have to be away from it. So you don't have that. If you wanted, come Rosh Chodesh Elul and leave Mamish for Pesach. Don't have to walk out the door. No reason to have to walk out the door, ever. And then you'll find yourself. Then you'll find out who you really are. Because you leave Artzach Meladcha Beis Avicha, which pulls us into places that we don't even know if we are, and you sit and learn Torah, Ki Nermes V'Torah Ar. Kadosh Baruch Hu created us, and Kadosh Baruch Hu knows better than us what's best for ourselves and who you really are, and He gave us the Torah to give you the light. Ki Nermes V'Torah Ar. Sit and learn Torah, you'll find yourself. Leave all of that, and sit and learn Torah. And then you say, what do you mean, but the Torah is the same for everybody? Are you out of your mind? Yes, there's 630 mitzvahs we have to keep. But this is a Torah I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Nosson Zeviv Engel as well. I'll never forget, Parshas Vayechi, sitting in his home, mamish. What a tzchus. It wasn't a shmooze. I wasn't crying away, just listening to him and watching him. And Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov Avinu gives bracha after bracha to 12 Shvatim. And each one, you be a Yisachar, you be a Zvulun, you have these mitzvahs, this is what you have to live up to. All different roles. And Yisachar shouldn't be a Zvulun, Zvulun shouldn't be a Yisachar. You have to be you. Not what society tells you to be. Not what your parents tell you to be. Although again, some of it might be good, but you have to be you ultimately because that's you. Not what your friends tell you to be. El Arta Sharareka. You'll find that place. Aretz is, the Medrash tells us, Milashon Ratzon, Ratzon, because Aretz does Ratzon Hashem. And you'll be you and do Ratzon Hashem. And end up where I'm going to show you. I'll guide you to where I should show you Areka. Areka is Gematria, came 222, which is exactly Gematria Barech. Bracha. When you be yourself, when you're Lech Lecha and you leave Artcha Melech Bitavicha, you know where we go? Alartash Areka. A life of Bracha. A life of Simcha. It will be incredible. You'll find the Emes. You'll live up to the Emes. Sometimes it's hard. You have to go through the pain of the differentiation, of the analyzation, of being MS to walk away and be real and be true to yourself. That's the first avodah of every Jew. Lech lecha, be yourself. Be real, be true. Don't worry about it. So in my home, it's not acceptable to wear white and dark. I'm not saying, by the way, you know me. I don't care if you wear white or dark. But if it's you, then that's who you have to be. And if it's you, you have to put on a hat. If it's not you to put on a hat because your house puts on a hat, then you shouldn't be wearing a hat. And it's going to destroy you. And I've seen guys where the hat destroys them. And I've seen guys where it builds them. It's you and you. Just because that's the household you're in. If it's not you, you have to figure that out. Let's figure that out. And not be afraid to be you. Not be afraid to Lech Lecha. That's the Nisayon. So many are afraid to break away, to be yourself. So to live a life of misery, living for others, living up to others. And then you hit 80 and you'll be yourself for a few years because you realize it doesn't matter anymore. Nobody else is around, who cares? Shem Yerachim. And what you do for 80 years? So I wasted 40 years. You're going to waste 80 years. This is a Gemara in Chagiga, Chavra. The Gemara we've spoken about before. We've mentioned before. A few times. Gemara in Chagiga. Daf Hey Amid Beis. A lot of the Chavra knows this Gemara. Hopefully, I mean, hopefully, guys, Chavra has learned Chagiga. It's a shorter Masechta, you know. But, also, if you learn Sichos Balvaz Shem, he has a beautiful Torah. Well, we'll share it in this Gemara. Tanur Rabbanan. Shloisha Kadosh Baruch Hu Boichaleim B'chol Yom. There are three people that the Rabbanu Shalom cries every day. Scary Gemara. So number one and three make a lot of sense. Listen closely. Number two is a Pella. First person, Al She'ef Shel Azek B'Torah V'Eino Hosek. You're able to learn Torah, and you don't learn Torah. You sleep, and you waste time. You should be learning, and you can learn, and you don't learn. Hashem cries. Second person is very strange. Val She'ef Shel Azek B'Torah, someone who's not able to learn Torah, V'Hosek, and pushes himself and learns Torah. Hashem's crying? That's awesome. We'll get back to that in a moment. Val Parnes HaMizgah Al Tzibur, and someone who's wealthy and has big parnasa, but is full of gaiva. It's all me. Kaych v'etmiyadi. Look at me. Driving around in my Maserati and have my six houses, and I'm much better than you because I have money. The Rebbeinu Shem is crying, you idiot. Do you know who gave you everything? Do you know why I gave it to you? Are you serious? You think you're any better than anyone else? Do you know what I have waiting for you up here? Because you're living such a life? Because not because you could enjoy it, because of all this gaiva, because you don't understand, you know where it's going to bring you? Okay, so one and three make a lot of sense. Hashem cries over those people. Someone, E.F. Sherlastok, he's not able to learn any, but he's sick and he learns. So I think Pashim Shad in the Gemara, Maizel has a whole Torah I'm not going to get into right now, a very beautiful Torah for another time. I think Pashim Shad in the Gemara is when a person's being someone that they're not, when a person's not being themselves, when a person's doing things because others tell them to do it and trying to live up to make others happy. Efshar is literally, not that it's hard, vad that we have to push through, and, but Efshar, it's impossible, and you still go and do it because being not yourself is impossible for you to be real and be true and be living who you're supposed to be living. When you live someone you're not supposed to be, Hashem starts crying. It's not what I want for my children. I want everyone to be real. I want everyone to be true. I want everyone to be emes. Lech lecha. To be you. You know, this upcoming week, we mentioned already a few yard sites. In Shabbos Kodesh, the yard site of Rachel Imenu, and Rav Finkel, Zekar Sadekodesh and Bracha. It's also this week, the yard site of Shlomo Karabach. Shlomo Karabach, the thousands of Jews that he brought close to Yiddishkeit, the Nigunim that elevate our hearts. So just to read a few words from Reb Shlomo, I'm sure all the Chevra has read Lamed Vav and all these incredible stories that Reb Shlomo used to tell over. But what's beautiful about Lamed Vav is not just the stories, but it was written and it has often before and after the Torahs of Reb Shlomo, and written in his voice. So listen to the words of Reb Shlomo. It's on the section called A Real Jew, page 155, if you have it, you want to reread it. It's not easy to be an emissary yid, a real Jew. It's one thing to be like everybody else, an apple among apples, a bagel among bagels. You know how Reb Shlomo used to speak.
But to be a mamish real, to be a Jew on the deepest inside level, that's another thing altogether. Look at the world we're living in. The world says, whatever you do, don't be real. When it's the right thing, put on a smile. Or if it will be pleasing, bring tears to your eyes. Say hello, invite somebody to a party, but only out of good manners. Don't really mean it. Never let anybody see you broken or mamish full of joy. Let your wedding be as somber as a funeral and a funeral as festive as a wedding. Because above all, you should never open to anyone the deepest depth of your heart. It's the same thing when it comes to Yiddishkeit. You know, some people go around saying, Baruch Hashem, thank God all the time. No matter what question they're asked, the answer is always Baruch Hashem. Maybe somebody is sick as a dog, a friend notices and says, hey brother, you don't look so good, how are you feeling? First person says, Baruch Hashem. Or you see somebody's eyes are red and swollen, it's clear he or she has been crying. And you ask, are you alright? What will be the reply? Blessed is God, Baruch Hashem. Now sometimes saying Baruch Hashem means you're really on a very high level. You see God's hand in everything that happens to you and you accept His will with love. But sometimes people say, blessed is God, one too many times. Sounds a little bit suspicious. Sounds like maybe they're hiding what's really going on inside of them behind the mask of faith in God. But the truth is, the master of the world doesn't need us to say thank God all the time. He doesn't need us to hide our pain or our joy. What does the Ribbono Shel Olam actually want from us? He wants us to be real. He wants us to be you. This is one of the deepest teachings of the Holy Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Kotz, the Ilga Kotzker. We all know it's important to do mitzvahs, to fulfill God's commandments. But for the Kotzker Hasidim, there's a deeper question. Where is your service of God coming from? Are you keeping His law out of habit? Or are you doing mitzvahs with all your heart? You see what it is? Sometimes the most important thing is not how much good or bad you do, but how much light lies hidden in your deepest depth. What is permanent inside you? What is you? If the inside of your inside is mama shining, then maybe you can open the gates for God's light to fill the whole world. Maybe you can help bring the Messiah, but you have to be connected from the inside. Because everything we do has to flow from the very core of our beings. So in Kotsk, nobody asks you what kind of Jew you are, how much Torah you know, how many laws you keep. Kotzker Hasidim only want to know one thing. Are your actions coming from the soul of your soul? From that place deep inside all of us that only knows the deepest truth, the holiest reality. In other words, they would ask, are you for real? Are you a real Jew? Are you you? So Chevra, as we read Shabbos Kodesh, the first word spoken to Avraham Avinu, to every single year, let each and every one of us find yourself, find ourselves. Be real, be the real you. As I said, I'm zoicha to just start now. And I'm excited. You guys could get a big head start. Lech lecha. Be yourself, be you. Maybe that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam is waiting for in each and every one of us. Maybe that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam is waiting for, just to be you, just to be real. And then Wazaycha Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring only simcha and only bracha. El Aretz Asher Arecha. When you're lech lecha, when we are ourselves, then Hashem will bring us El Aretz Asher Arecha. Then Hashem will bring us Yerushalayim HaKadosh. Then Hashem will bring the Geula Shleima of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach Zakeinu, Imher B'Yameinu, B'Karav Mamash.